Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You either win it or you lose it. This will be the final play of the game. Snap, hold, kick is wide left. And the Chargers have come to Chicago and beaten the Chicago Bears by a final score of 17-16.
So I feel physically sick. You can't lose that game. You can't make up how it ended, started, went, all of it. As the Chargers do beat the Bears at Soldier Field, just unbelievably, 17-16, as the Bears are now under 500 at 3-4. Their season very much on the brink. And Hamp will be with Kaz with you till 5:30 today on 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. Gentlemen, OB, you look more than ready to go. Go ahead, my friend.
I'm just going to tell you, again, I cannot believe what's going on with this football team. With a defense that, yes, can get you and almost give you a chance to win a Super Bowl, and we have a coach by the name of Nagy who does not understand the game at this level. He does not understand the game at this level. How is it possible that you could be on a 6-yard line, goal to goal, and not one time do you throw to somebody or try to score a touchdown to somebody in the end zone? How is that possible? You come back again, what, on a 4-yard line, and you have another 4 downs to score a touch, and you don't even attempt to get into the end zone? You got to be kidding me. This guy's an imbecile. My God, you let a 5-2 team, halfway through this season and come in here into Chicago, our ballpark, and take away a victory from us because of a stupid coach who plays scared to death offense. I've got it up to my eyebrows with this Nagy and the other kid who we got. Herky Jerky, by the way, and that's the name of the quarterback. Just watch him play football, folks. He is not a starting quarterback in the National Football League. Never has, and he never will be. I'm so aggravated that a team could come in like this and take a victory away from us because of a stupid, gutless coach.
Are you referring mostly to
Nagy?
Right.
Did I say it loud enough?
You did, OB. I just want to underline. You're not talking specifically on taking a knee or going to victory formation at the 20. You're talking about not going for the end zone early combined, correct?
That's exact. How many touchdowns have we scored this year? You go back to the playoff game last year at home against the Eagles, and we score one touchdown with less than a minute to go? And we start out this first, what, 3 or 4 games? How many touchdowns we score? 1 or 2 in the first 3 or 4 games this year? What's going on with this guy?
All right, OB, I mean, yeah.
I mean, I'm not apologizing for anything I said here.
No.
This guy,
flabbergasted is the word, OB. Hey, you know what? And I said this during the game, Mark Carmen. I said, you know what? This is an embarrassment to pro football. To have a certain level of competence with the certain players that we have and to be playing this bad, this scared, this gutless. I got to tell you, I detest this team. I from top to bottom, they play gutless. And I don't want to hear about the defense. I don't want to hear about this and that. What OB says is dead on. It's right at the heart of the matter. We've got a so-called head coach that's playing like he's got his head up, you know what. And at some point, the fans deserves so much better. You know, I said this, you know, at the end of the first half when the stumble bums almost blew a chance to get a crip shot field goal because they don't have any idea what they're doing when they get in the red zone. They're so incompetent. But all that being said, we had a chance to be able to win this game until the bumbler, Trubisky. And think about this. Baseball, you got closers that come in. We need a closer as a quarterback, and that could be Chase Daniel. Somebody's got to keep this idiot from costing us football games. You know and I know, at the end of the Raider game, if Chase Daniel played the fourth quarter, we probably win that game. If he would have played today in the fourth quarter, we probably would have won this game. But what does the bumbler do? He throws a stupid interception, and then, with no pocket presence at all, he gets a bull rush tackle into his lap, and then he tries to, you know, stumble around, and he fumbles the ball, giving them a red zone opportunity to score and take the lead. Guys, I'm telling you, this team, it's gutless and it's rotten. And I knew it this summer when you and I went to the 100-year anniversary. They were strutting around. Coaches, players, everybody was strutting around like they had done something. They didn't do a damn thing last year. They didn't do dip. And here's the thing. Yeah, they went 12-4, but they squandered away a chance to do something in the playoffs by being a Chinese fire drill here at Soldier Field, score one touchdown just like today, and got their butts handed to them by a crap team. The Philly team was a crap team. This is a bigger crap team. They're not 5-2, OB. I think you meant 2-5.
I'm sorry. Did I say 5-2? I meant 2-5. I apologize.
Now they're 3-5. And guess what? How does it feel at the bottom, bums? This team is at the bottom of the NFC North division for the first time in well over a year. And you know what? They deserve it.
Hey, you know the thing is, and again, you got to come from somewhere, okay? This is the guy calling his shots. This is what they do in the offseason. This is what they do in training camp. This is what they do in the exhibition season. And this is what he does like he did last year. This guy will not throw the ball down the field. Well, I guess, obviously, he must believe Trubisky can't do that. And if that's the fact, then what the hell is he doing at a starting quarterback on the Chicago Bears? When we do have some team that we can win some games and we can get close to the Super Bowl, and they keep going with this kid. And I'll tell you what, sooner or later, Danny, sooner or later, something's got to happen. He's got to sit this kid down and give Chase Daniel a chance to move this team forward. The season's not totally over yet.
It's about winning games!
Winning! Trubisky will not win games for us, okay? He's scared to death. You see him. You know exactly what I'm talking about. But, boy, again, I'm telling you, for you folks who watched that game and for you people that were out there today, you saw exactly what kind of coach we have. The guy doesn't know what the hell he's doing as a head coach in the National Football League. And today, again, proved it. It proved it.
Well, the best story from today was Montgomery going 27.
Who cares? Hey, they used him one drive. After that, you know what? If you got a quarterback like Trubisky, then you feature the run. But you know what? How many times did we go shotgun inside the 10-yard line today on the goal line? I mean, that is like, it's sickening. And when we came out at the beginning of the third quarter and we ran the ball with purpose, guess what? We were running a conventional I formation, quarterback under center. But he thinks he's too cool, too smart, too smug to, you know, he said these bum out and two of these announcers, oh, they didn't bring me in to run the I. Guess what, dummy? You better find something that wins a game. Because right now you're at the bottom of a division with nowhere to go.
Yeah. How long does he go on? And you know what, folks? You know the thing that's coming. There's some storms coming our way. We have not even really played some of the really good teams in the National Football League that are on our schedule. We haven't played them yet. We still got to go up to Green Bay. We got to play in Green Bay. We got to play in Detroit again. We got to play Kansas City. I mean, we got to play the Los Angeles Rams out there. We haven't played yet the really good teams in the league.
We got to go to Philly next week, and they killed Buffalo, a 5-1 team today.
And I'll tell you something, Nagy, if you don't if you don't loosen up and if you don't start playing big-time football, I hope the fans in this town run you out. To me, I'm done with you. You're a head
coach. He should fire himself.
You are
not a head
coach.
He should fire himself. Yeah, he should fire himself, OB. Be a man. Fire yourself.
And if you don't, and I tell you what, if he goes out there, I'm talking about Trubisky, Mark. If he goes out there and plays another game like he basically plays, this town is going to turn against this guy so bad you're not going to believe it. Because you know what? We haven't won a world championship here in 34 years since the great 85 team. Enough is enough. And you can't see it that you have a quarterback that can't throw the damn football?
The boos were out early. They were out often.
The boos were the players of the game. Because you know what? Our team looked like a bunch at the Keystone Cup bums. And you know what? They came out in the third quarter. Why didn't they get in the I formation and run it with purpose? Because they had heard the boos. Nagy heard the boos. Everybody heard the boos. So they knew the fans had had it up to here.
Well, and that's why I brought up Montgomery. He had a great day. You were running the football. The Chargers were terrible. All you needed to do was keep it on the ground, which is not what you want him to do, OB, but they would have won.
Well, wait a minute. I'm talking when you get in the red zone, you're on the 6-yard line, and you don't make one attempt to throw. How about Shaheen, our tight end at 6'6 or 6'7? Have him go in the corner of the end zone. You're on the 6-yard line. Throw the damn ball 13, 12 feet in the air and hope the hell he catches. Do something. Try to get the ball into the end zone so he could score a touchdown. Danny, Mark, and am I right or am I wrong?
But
you don't even attempt it.
You don't need to question yourself, OB.
God almighty.
They're all right with you, brother.
You know, and here's the really underbelly part of this is San Diego, they're a team going nowhere, and they knew it coming in. And they wanted to go nowhere. They weren't playing the game hard.
Bingo.
They weren't trying to win this game until the bum throws the pick and then gives them a fumble. Then they're all of a sudden, hey, wait a minute. Hey, let's try to win. And then they come on and they score the touchdown to take the lead. And you know what? We would not change one word if we would have kicked a field goal that went through the uprights and we had won the game. They deserve it for the way they played. And you know what? Sometimes you get in life what you deserve. Sometimes it's worse. Today is worse.
There's the other thing. You go back to the game in Denver when the refs gave them one more second on the
clock.
Put
it back on the clock.
To kick the field goal and win that game. Okay? If that doesn't happen, we've won two games this year. Two games. And we're supposed to be in the hunt. And then whose fault is it? Whose fault did not have this? And I'm going to say it again because it's the God's truth. Who did not prepare this team during the offseason, when they went to camp, during the exhibition season, and have these kids ready to play? They want to win. I know damn well they want to win. And they're giving their heart out there. And this head coach with
no,
that
no,
offense.
No, hey, whoa. Hey, I watch Eddie Jackson is window shopping on Michigan Avenue. He ain't hitting nobody. He ain't making a play on the ball. He's loafing. A bunch of these guys are loafing. And I'm telling you, you want to watch the film with me? Come down here. I'm just telling you, OB, yeah, they say they want to win. It's obvious to me they can live with losing now.
Well, I'll tell you what. What I'm saying is they do. If they don't have that mindset going in, then we're really in trouble, Dan.
We're in trouble.
If what you're saying is true, then this season's over with, folks. Take off for Florida or California earlier.